the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
Hey yo, what up rap fans? This is Trackstar the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com. Wow.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the illest website in the world. This is the Frocast, episode 90. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Ricenberg, sitting there with my homeboy, King Germ. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Man, I don't have no a.k.a.s this week, man. Y'all niggas been killing me with them, so I'm just let y'all handle that. I'm here, man. It's King Germ in the building, man.
I'm sorry. I will not allow that on the night after the most glorious show ended. You will have an AKA today, man.
I wasn't that impressed with the ending. How about that?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Along with King Jern, we have my homie GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, y'all? It's your boy GQ Blue, AKA the Pocket Square Kang, AKA Ferragamo Guevara, AKA dropping calls like I drop bad habits, AKA Mr. No Plantains Needed. What's up, y'all?
Can you explain to the people about the No Plantains Needed, sir?
Okay, so maybe about 2 years ago, Jeeky Blue is a friend of the international community. I have a lot of friends from overseas. And it was a homegirl I had, and she used to have like dinner parties. She was from Nigeria, and she was making plantains for everybody. And, you know, I ate some plantains. It was cool, whatever. And she said, you know, in my country, some of us believe that a plantain can help a man if he, if he has some problems. He's coming up short, if you know what I mean. It's like, oh, well then, take these out. I don't need them no more. So fellas, if you got a chick and she from Nigeria and she constantly trying to feed you plantains every day, you might wanna see what's up. Just saying.
Man, that's cold blooded, man. We might have a few new people, man. This might be the show where we get famous right now. You know, I said I was giving out the foreign exchange album.
Oh snap.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to go ahead and let them hear about that later. You know, like you do on TV. They promise you something, you get it at the end. So that's how it's going to work. You want to learn how you can get that new F.E. album, Love and Flying Colors, then you will listen to it at the end of the show. It'll probably be about an hour. This is what we normally do at NappyAfro.com. So
basically, this episode is an extended infomercial.
No, we will do a regular show. The last 5 minutes will be information. Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
That's how we're going to do it. So we got to kick it off with sports. We're going to talk about sports for a little bit, just for a little bit. This is the time where me and Jeremy actually act like we know baseball because his Braves are in the playoffs again and my Cardinals are in the playoffs again. This is a little bit different. We're no wild card this year. There are no wild card this year. We both got our divisions. The Cardinals with the best record in the National League. Jeremy, are you a Braves fan yet or do you wait after the play-in game?
It has to be the playoffs before I, say, start doing a tomahawk chop, you know, and relive the memories of Lonnie Smith, Sid Bream, I go back. So, don't question my fandom of the Atlanta Braves, sir.
I was just checking. So, I mean, how many games is it going to take before y'all out this season?
It depends, man. I mean, I haven't watched one baseball game this year, so...
Like a true fan. It's fucking like a true fan.
I mean, it's just too many of them. I mean, I'll start watching once it's the playoffs, But I haven't watched a whole game this year. Like, I heard somebody, I was like, what? They got two wild cards this year? So, I seen that the Braves made it. I seen that the Cardinals made it. See, the Yankees didn't make it. And that was enough for me right there. I was just like, wow. So
yeah, that's my first pick actually being wrong in sports in the big three is I picked the Cardinals and the Yankees to make it to the World Series and the Yankees screwed me up. So that's my first pick I got wrong. I got basketball right. I got football right. Baseball is wrong so far. Speaking of the Yankees, Mariano Rivera is hanging it up after 19 seasons in the league. He's gone. He's hanging it up, man. I've never seen anybody get that much out of one pitch.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Hey, that was a moment in sports history. Not to say history, but, you know, for people, you know, that's older, you know, Saul Wright and my brother, you know, because he always talked about Mariano Rivera and all this, you know, and so he was just like, hey, that's the greatest closer in my lifetime, you know, so it's, I don't know, man. So it was good to see him go out like that. I'm glad he coming back for another year, you know, but it was good. It was a good moment the other night, fellas.
Yeah, that's the best closer in baseball history, period. You ain't got to see
it. Dennis Eckersley was up there. Then you got Lee Smith, you know, with the black man. If y'all just, everybody want to throw Lee Smith out there like he was chopped liver, but hey, you know.
I'd just like to say that Mariano has more saves than both of them.
Typically now we only have to come in and throw one pitch and get the save. When back in the day, you had to pitch like three innings to get the save. But, you know,
rules. How about five-time World Series champion? That'll do nothing for you?
Like I said, if you only got to come in there and throw one pitch to get – like, they got a setup man now. They didn't have a setup man back then. It was the starter, and then it was close. But now they got a setup man that comes in that throws out, and then the closer comes in, get one out. I get the save. That's bullshit. So, you know, Lee Smith, look up. Do your homework. He played for the Cardinals.
Of course.
You should – all right then, man. So, you know, stop fronting.
I'm just saying, 652 saves. You can call it one pitch if you want to. That's 652 well-thrown pitches, if that's what you want to call it. But he's definitely throwing more than one pitch.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
So, shout-out to Mariano Rivera. Damn, falling down the steps. It's good to see that the Evil Empire will have to retool next season. Good luck with that Roger Sinatra situation.
Hey, the Yankees are in trouble. They are at least about 5-6 years away from being relevant again.
Yeah, it's a problem after this season, yo. It's a problem. But then, you know, they always make a splash in the offseason. They'll pick up one or two guys that should
They can't keep surviving off free agents, man. They have to get a farm system again. Like, they totally abandoned the farm system for years, and now it has caught up with them. And now, you know, they're in trouble. They are in trouble.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out for them next season. But they're out this season, so I'm done talking about them. We will talk about baseball probably in the next couple of Frocasts, just for a little bit. But you know what we do here. We got to talk about football. We got the Fro Fantasy League. I don't believe Germ has made a post about Fro Fantasy League yet. What's up with that, dog?
Because people acting like they don't care. So I'm just, you know, I'm just going to do my thing on the Frocast. And that's going to be my weekly thing because them guys, everybody's acting so, you know, slack about it. So, you know, hey, I'm acting slack about it. But nobody, it's just, I don't know, man. This might be the last year.
Yeah, man. Fill the people in, man.
King Germ is, I am Heisenberg is, right now I'm 3-1. I just took care of Tisha, my nemesis.
I just hey, man, her. Is somebody working in the kitchen?
Hey, Blue, it's a little button that mutes everything, Blue. So you don't have to load the dishwasher while I'm talking.
I'm not even in the kitchen.
Well,
your house small as shit, nigga.
Stop recycling bottles then, man. It sounds like you're recycling all the glass in your house, man. Anyway.
Tragic.
Yeah, anyway, man. And then, speaking of GQ Blue, he's getting his ass kicked. So I guess the River City Bumpkins, you know, that. Hey, look, new name, same results. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Come on, hey, I gave you that spot, dog. You're supposed to represent.
Bro, all right. Look, he's representing for the hip-hop, the flunkies.
First season in?
Yeah. He ain't doing he's not keeping up the legacy of the last year. He just
damn. Russell Wilson has been a straight bum this season. I don't know what happened.
When did you pick Russell Wilson?
I picked Russell Wilson fourth round.
It's a little early to be going QB.
Always then you go QB unless you want to get Arian Foster. Even Chris Johnson sucks this year. Chris Johnson sucks. Like, my team is a bunch of potential on paper. I feel like I got the Dallas Cowboys right now. I have a talented squad who can't put wins together.
Damn. So Jeremy, you in the first place right now?
I'm around there. I mean, I'm 3-1. I only got one loss. Slipped up last week. I don't know what happened. Everybody was just bad. But your boy, your favorite, your bestie, your BFF, Los Pollos LPH is in first place right now.
Come on, man. Y'all can't let that happen, man. Y'all can't let that happen, dog.
Who is that again?
Los Pollos Hermanos.
He's Ozymandias this year. He changed his name. You know what I'm saying? And he's not as annoying as he was in past seasons. he missed all right. I think that's what it was, man. Saul Wright's not there, and it's just, you know, it's just a tame league. So Saul Wright left, and the league got less ratchet. I don't understand.
Oh, is that what it is? It needs to hate.
I don't understand.
Nobody's taking over the website again?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was the most ridiculous stuff ever, dog. I was straight mad about that mess.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of sad, man.
Hey, man, you got to stir it up, man. Make some illegal trades or something.
Man, listen, man. GQ Blue, man, he about to tank, man. So I might as well. Hey, who you got over there, Blue?
What?
I said, who you got over there, man? Like, you know, we can make some trades.
Why got me a tank, man?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you might as well. You 1-3. I mean, hey, it doesn't get no better, man. It doesn't get any better, man.
I'm still rolling from last year, dog. I'm 3-1, 3-0 in my other league. I think I'm going to lose tonight, though. I need New Orleans to get about 30 points on defense.
Mm.
I don't know if that's going to happen. The Titans had 5 interceptions the other day and only got 29 points. So I think it's a wrap for me. I'm about to get my first L. But y'all don't care. I'm not in the nappy
area. Yeah. We care about no other leagues.
Yeah.
So I was like, Saul Wright wasting his time talking about this other team. Nobody gives a shit.
You quit.
I get it, man.
You quit.
Hey, now I passed the torch.
Nah, man. You quit on this, Saul Wright.
I didn't quit. I passed the torch to my brother. And my little brother ain't holding it down, man.
Nah, man. It might be another opening, Saul Wright.
Who your receivers?
I got Brandon Marshall, AJ Green, Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know if I got Alshon Jeffrey or not, but I know I got at least Brandon Marshall, AJ Green.
Give me Brandon Marshall, I'll give you Doug Martin. It's the muscle hamster. Come on, dog.
Coke Zero commercial. And Doug Martin and who? Like, Brandon Marshall didn't like triple Doug Martin's output this season. Come on, man. I'm not giving you. Listen, then Brandon Marshall is an eater. Like, listen, he's going to get the ball fed to him at least 15 times a game. You know what I'm saying? So you going to have to come better than that. And then, you know Doug Martin played for the Bucks, right? You know, the Bucks are like horrible.
He had 1,000 yards last year, and they got a rookie quarterback. He should be getting all the balls now. Pause.
Yeah, he should be getting all the balls. Yeah. I don't know, man. I got Doug Martin on my other fantasy team. I don't know, Blue. That's the best offer you got, man? Who's your quarterback? Aaron Rodgers?
Did we lose Blue?
I wish. I got Russell Wilson, and I got Matt Schaub.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt Schaub is being Matt Schaub in the playoffs instead of being Matt Schaub in the regular season.
Y'all gotta quit picking that dude, man. Y'all gotta quit picking that dude.
I mean, Matt Schaub, he's good for about 15, 17 points a game.
But everybody sucks this year. Everybody outside of Denver sucks. Like, my other team, I got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's been garbage.
Roddy White hurt, man. You can't expect him to play when his best receiver that he got is not there. I mean,
you still got Julio Jones.
Julio Jones. The points. Julio Jones is not Roddy White. That's the problem.
The points. That's all I know.
Hey, I mean, he got no choice. All you got to do is catch the ball.
I got him. I'm appreciative. Thank you, Julio, once again. Speaking of the actual NFL, what's up with Peyton, dog? Is this going to be the most historic quarterback season we've ever seen? 16 touchdowns. No interceptions.
Sad, man.
Why is it sad?
Because he's just shredding them. I mean, he's shredding the league up, man. Yeah. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
This looks real bad. Because this is the same team that when Tebow got there, they said they didn't have anybody to throw it to, so they ran all the time. Peyton got there, and these cats are looking like Pro Bowlers. Like 4 different receivers that got over 15 receptions.
Well, I mean, he got, like you said, the receivers, though. You got look at that receiving core he got. He got
Welker's the only addition.
Welker.
I mean, Eric Decker was serviceable.
When they had Decker when Tebow was there.
Julius Thomas was an addition.
No one knew he was going to pan out like that,
though. Okay, but still, though, but you throw Peyton Manning in the mix. Look at who he has to throw to, man. The man got some weapons, man, like.
Are you saying that these guys would be weapons on other teams outside of Wes Welker?
With Peyton Manning. I'm just saying, Peyton Manning has a lot to work with. That's all I'm saying. So it's easy to make him look. I mean, and the way he does out there is magical. So, I mean, hey, Peyton's a god, man. Peyton a god. That's all I can say, man.
Best quarterback ever?
No.
Damn. Still
can't. Not at all.
Still can't get it, man. don't know. I just feel like it's Peyton.
Look, regular season, yeah. If regular season, he's the best, greatest regular season quarterback of all time. You know, I mean, he's still not better than Dan Marino in my eyes. No. No, Peyton's not better than Dan Marino. No. Dan Marino did more with less.
Less than what Peyton's doing right now?
Hell, man, Peyton Manning got a fucking stable of running backs, a stable of receivers. Man, come on, man. Dan Marino ain't had nothing but him and fucking Clayton and Duper. That was it.
We got Ball that fumbles. We got no Sean Moreno that took a year and a half to figure out what the fuck.
And look, at least you can name the running backs he got. You can't name a running back.
Because they on TV every week.
And they're going to get Von Miller back like in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, how long did it take for Von Miller to matter? His first season, he was good. After that, he was injured. Hey, I'm just saying. I think that Peyton, this is the same team that Tebow had, and they had no pass. Peyton got there, and these cats look like all-stars. I'm just saying, it's not necessarily the talent. I think it's the talent of Peyton. That's all I'm saying. There was talk earlier that I saw today about expanding the NFL playoffs to 14 teams. Does this shit sound crazy to anybody else?
That's horrible. Like, well, I mean, how much football do you want played? Like, this is ridiculous. How about guaranteeing the contracts first before you start adding on anything else?
Ooh. Talk about it. They just got done with that big-ass settlement for the concussions. And now they can add another team to the playoffs so they can make even more money.
Yeah, fucking football, man. Fucking football. Like I said, it's just a money grab. No more playoff teams. It's perfect like it is. I mean, you got 32 teams. Half the teams shouldn't make the playoffs. It doesn't make it exclusive.
Nah.
So I'm not a fan.
Now, I wouldn't mind losing a game or two of the preseason. For regular season.
I hate preseason. I refuse to watch it.
But don't you think more people get hurt, though, like that? If we had two more regular season games?
I mean, yeah, there's going to be a risk because you're going to have your starters playing more, two more games. But what we end up seeing in this preseason is cats that don't matter and stars get hurt anyway. We see cats that we'll never see again. I'm over that. Preseason football lasts for two quarters each game. One quarter for the first game. I'm not a fan of it. So I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. But we stalled enough about sports. We got to talk about the big moment on TV last night. We are recording this on Monday, so it's a little bit earlier than we normally record it. Breaking Bad, series finale Sunday. Jerm, you said that you've seen better finales.
I just said I wasn't impressed with the finale. I've seen a lot of people... Oh, this is the greatest show ever. I mean, first of all, the show ain't even been off 24 hours yet, and y'all calling it the greatest show of all time.
But haven't y'all called the greatest show of all time on here before?
No. I said it's a GOAT show. A GOAT show. Not the. I mean, you want to be honest? I mean, In the Heat of the Night, still better than Breaking Bad to me. But that's just me. That's just what I like.
That's definitely
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like
In the Heat of the Night. Is Breaking Bad better than... Is it better than Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones ain't been out long enough. We got to give me some time. Give me some time. Give it five seasons. Let me see how it is after five seasons. Then I can tell you.
Better than Dexter?
Yeah. Dexter went along probably two seasons too long. Like, Dexter should have been, you ain't caught up with Dexter yet?
No.
Okay, well, I won't spoil it for you. But the end of the Dexter really fucked it up for me. Like, really fucked up all them years of watching it. I was pissed.
I heard people say they was mad.
Man, it's horrible, G. It's horrible. Horrible. Like, that was the worst fucking ending ever, nigga. Like, are you kidding me?
It's funny. I still think the best season of Dexter was the second season.
That was pretty good. That was when Dopes and Lila, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that was a real good one.
And they're trying to compare Breaking Bad to The Wire. Which one do you think is better?
I like The Wire, but I also like Sopranos. But I like Sopranos. I like Breaking Bad. Let me see, which one do I like better? I'm gonna go with The Wire is better than Breaking Bad, and I might even say Sopranos better than Breaking Bad. But Breaking Bad is definitely top five, all time. Like, but not the best. You know what I'm saying? Not the best. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's up there, but I think a lot of it is because. Wow.
Okay.
I think a lot of it is because we kind of watched like I think a lot of the other shows people caught on late, or they caught on in the beginning and missed a part. I don't think anybody missed anything of Breaking Bad. So the whole time we kind of got to watch that from the start to finish. And a lot of that is hype. A lot of people didn't even watch the goddamn show from the beginning.
I fell asleep on it. That's how boring it was to me.
The last episode?
Yes.
It just wasn't enough action, I guess, is what you said.
Yeah, because I fell asleep and I woke up and I was just like, okay. I mean, I knew I wouldn't sleep that long because I remember, like, it wasn't, you know, it didn't feel like I missed nothing. But I woke up and I was just like, oh, shit, like, what happened? You know, because it was crazy, man. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm glad it went down the way it went down. I don't want to spoil it for Blue because I know he ain't watched it. And you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, I ought to just throw the Saul Wright rule in there and just say, fuck it. I'm not going to do you like that.
We got people listening for this foreign exchange album. They might not have seen it yet. You know, let's not spoil it. I do think it's one of the top five, like you said. I put Oz up there. I still think Oz is one of the dopest shits.
Why? Because all the penis you get to see in that
hold
show?
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Oh,
hold on, bro. I mean, damn.
My bad, Saul Wright. I thought I was talking to be easy, man.
Hey, you see the yoga pants over here, bro? Damn.
Damn, I was about to say hashtag yoga pants.
My bad, man. My bad. Hey, man. Yeah, man. You think Oz is up there? You think Oz was a good show?
I thought Oz is dope, man. I think Adam Beach is one of the coldest motherfuckers ever.
See, it seemed like it jumped the shark after a while, man. Like, when that last season, when, like, I ain't like the way Oz ended. Like, it was a motherfucking outbreak of something in the prison. And
yeah, it got a little weird, but it didn't derail any of the shit before it for me. Like,
yeah.
I liked all the drama enough that the last season didn't really hurt. It wasn't like the last. It's kind of like the last season of Martin. You could go without the last season and not really be hurt. The last season of Martin didn't really happen.
But sometimes the last season hurts the overall, the totality of the greatness of the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I hate when shows, when it's their last season, because at certain times, like, it's flaws in every. Like with The Wire with his last season, it seemed like they was trying to kill somebody off after every episode. Right. Same thing with Sopranos and Breaking Bad. It seemed like, you know, well, it was really the last 16 episodes is Breaking Bad. The last two seasons were the end. Because, you know, I just found out last night that the whole show took place in 2 years. I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I should have known that, but.
Oh, that whole story was only supposed to be 2 years?
2 years long, yes.
It seemed really long, though. They dragged
it. Like, you know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, so now you got to look at the order of how long was Walt working for Gus and how long was he the big time kingpin and how long was they out there cooking? And, you know, it makes you think like, dang, Walt, in 2 years, he had a long life. Like, a lot went through him in 2 years, man. So,
yeah, he made like $500 million in 2 years, yo.
Yeah, at least $500 million of methamphetamines. Like, a lot of stuff went down in that 2 years from his 50th to his 52nd birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Cool. Yeah, y'all need to watch that GQ Blue. I'm going to need you to pull a bender one weekend and then go ahead and watch that, bro.
I don't know why he had, like, he be doing a lot of work at work. You can sit there and be watching the show on daggum on the websites, man. Who cares about helping build up America and shit, bro?
I know, right, man?
Government quitting? You might as well quit,
bro. Yeah, tell them, say, hey, I thought we was off. Like, the government shut down.
I mean, speaking of which, you're about to be part of the government. I mean, we can go back to the TV talk in a second. You're about to be part of the government. You're running for senator and mayor and president. And, hey, man, what's going on, bro?
Lieutenant Governor Benson, a.k.a.
What's going on, man?
Well, you got a lot of Republicans who pissed off at Obama over this Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And they saying, look, nigga president, we're not gonna have this. So unless you repeal Obamacare, which he's not, because this is his whole presidency, basically, is his whole Obamacare stuff, is universal health care, which is really like universal. So it's not like, nigga, I'm in my second term. Why am I gonna stop now? So they about to shut down the government for the second time in history.
In his run.
No, the last time was like 17 years ago.
Didn't they just shut down last year?
No,
they avoided it. They avoided it.
I felt like that motherfucker shut down. Oh well,
they almost did. They almost did.
That's just
last time they shut down was 95.
That's a goddamn shame. And it's last all who's getting paid, essentially, right?
Basically, the last time they shut down, they shut down for 3 weeks.
Damn, that's cold blooded, man. Speaking of shutdown, Germ hates Duchess. I guess that's the best way to lead into it. We were talking about Black Ink on Facebook, and I was trying to figure out the scenario. You know, this is the second season going in, And it just kind of started off real raggedy. All of a sudden, if you watch the show, you already know what I'm talking about. Caesar and Duchess are like on one side, and everybody else on the episode is on the other. And I was trying to figure out what the hell happened. And Germ came out and said that he hates Duchess. Why on earth would you hate Duchess, sir? Other than she's skinny. You know you hate skinny women.
And then she's annoying. She seems like she just, I mean, she's ruining the shop. She's turning, I don't understand. She thinks she's in charge. And it went from Caesar shop to, baby, we do all this. We. Oh, I hate her. And then the way she just act like, man, she just give women a bad name, man. Like, I would hate to date a girl. I would hate to date a girl like her. Like, man, oh my gosh.
But of the chicks on the show, who would you date?
None of them.
Okay, but like you had to pick one of them. Let's say if you were on the show and you got to have a romance with one of them. Would you be you'd be like Teddy?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't mess with none of them chicks, man. Straight up.
Like, nah, that's why I said you'd be like Teddy. He fuck with everybody.
Well, I wouldn't even be like Teddy. I wouldn't. Listen, dog, you don't understand, man. None of them, man. Like, maybe Oh Shit Baby Mama, the one that got in the fight. Maybe her. Like, she crazy, though, but I can deal with her. You know
what there's an abundance of crazy women on this show.
It's in New York, dog. What you think you was going to get?
I've never been to New York, so I don't know, bro.
Me neither, but I just assume that everybody's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's too many people in that little small-ass area come on, man. There's some crazy, legit crazy motherfuckers in New York, man. Like, woo!
Come on, man. Coco out there. Coco Puff is out there, man.
She's from Chicago. She from Chicago, though. She a transplant. Yeah, she lived, breathed in all that New York filthy air and drank that rat piss infested water.
Jeremy, we got a lot of new listeners tonight. You gonna slander another city? Is that what we gonna do tonight?
There's no zone that's free of slander when the Frocast is in the building, man. When hashtag Frocast is on and rolling, recording, nobody's free from the slander. I would talk shit about my mama if I have to. You know what I'm saying?
You don't like your mama.
I do. I love my mom. Sorry, how could you sit there and say that, man? I said we just have a funny relationship. Is what I said. I love her to death. That's my dog.
That one episode, you said you slapped the skin off her. I heard you say.
Man, it's all right, man. You trying to get me fucked up?
God, damn. You got messed up putting the man against his mama though.
Exactly. Shit, I don't know. She might. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I mean, we do have 10 million listeners. So,
I mean, probably. Thank you. I mean, at least my mama better be one of them. I mean, come on, we got 10 million? I mean, let's be real here. But speaking of mamas, man, I was watching the internet the other day, and I seen a video of Jimmy Fallon, maybe, in the Roots. Mm-hmm. And they were singing the Sesame Street song with Elmo and the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
The funniest thing in the video is the first 16 seconds and the look on Black Thought. Like that was the most hilarious thing ever I've ever seen in my life. Black Thought been eating good, y'all. Like, he been eating them chicken drumsticks Questo serving. He must get them for the free.
So, Quest is losing weight and Thought is picking it up? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, exactly. Or either they making good money, he eating good. Because, like your girl, speaking of Coco, said he looks like somebody's fat Nigerian uncle. Aww. That was one. Another good one, heard, like, he just got through eating a piece of chicken and wiped his mouth with another piece of chicken. That was from G1. Who else? You got to see this video. First 16 seconds are golden. Just the look on him. He just looked like, hey, that's classic.
We can't slander legendary, man. Come on, man.
No.
He had the, I went from dopest conscious rapper ever to late night talk show host band to I'm on Sesame Street face.
I mean, it was just like he had that face like, what am I doing here, dog? Like, what?
Like, huh? I mean, he made it.
He looked like, man, I'm full as hell. We got to do this, man. Come on. And then his shirt was tight as a motherfucker.
He had that unplugged from the Matrix face.
Then he had Jaden Smith shirt on. Because, I mean, you should see. Dog, this shirt was super tight. The buttons were just holding on for dear life with the other side, man. Like, please. I mean, it was bad, man. It was bad.
It's Sesame Street, man. You're supposed to focus on the characters and Elmo and Grover.
If you'd have seen the way that man looked, man, he just looked very uncomfortable, man. Did you see it's all right?
Yeah, I saw it. I just don't remember focusing on him. Like, the Muppets, everybody was there, man.
Man, watch it again, man. He don't look at that.
Hey, Big Bird look high, though. I ain't gonna lie. Big Bird look a little high. I
mean, Big Bird always look high.
He rode with Snuffleupagus, which is
Snuffle's his... Snuffle's definitely high.
And that's his imaginary friend. Only Big Bird see him. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, he's definitely high.
Okay. Well, I mean, Blue, yeah, me and you should know that because when we grew up on Sesame Street, like, that's all we had. That's all right. Exactly. Remember when it was just Big Bird and, like, Sesame Street wasn't even... it was like a development and shit. And they only had a couple of...
Sorry, one of the test kids for...
Sesame Street.
It was
like Sesame Block. It wasn't even a street yet.
It was just like...
It broke ground on it. It was Sesame Seed at the point. Sesame Seed became the street. That's cold-blooded, man. We got a question that we have on here. It was from last week. The recording stopped. Fuck you, Carl Graf. So we're going to bring it back this week because I think we had a decent conversation. The question was, it was in the Clutch magazine online, and it said, should more couples agree to live permanently apart, and would you do it? There was a couple that they quoted that had been together for 13 years and lived 30 blocks and $7 cab ride apart. And they have their separate houses. They have kids and the whole nine, but they're a couple. Could you do that, Germ?
No.
You can't expound on that, sir?
I just need somebody to be around me. Like, I just need that to be the loneliest life ever. Now, if me and my wife couldn't stand each other, but we was against divorce, then maybe I could see that. You know, maybe if, you know, the kids was out the house and they was gone and they were just like, you know what, man? Then it was like some kind of agreement. You know, like, look, man, we could just, you know, but as far as us being functionally married, hell no, nah, man. Because, you know, I might just want to roll over and say, hey, man, go give me something from out the kitchen. You know, ain't nobody there, then I got to get up and do it.
So you need somebody there to run your errands, huh?
Exactly. Keep cleaning up around. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do all the cleaning by myself. Like, you know, and I don't want to pay nobody either because that's stupid. Why would I pay somebody to come clean my house? Even though I'm thinking about that. Like, if I can get, like, Mary Mays or whatever, Molly May, whatever the fuck they play, that, you know, Mimi and them. If I get down here, I don't know how much they charge me to clean my house. Like, a good thorough cleaning.
Oh, no. My pops got that. I have to find out for you, man.
Oh, okay.
GQ Blue. Could you do that, man? You think you could live apart?
I couldn't. See, I'm trying to get a special interview, but... my special interviewee does not want to participate. Oh. Hater. Anyway,
I wonder who that would be.
Oh, it's gonna be exclusive Nappy Afro first. But anyway, I think last time I said, I think it's hard because, you know, as somebody trying to establish his career now with somebody else trying to establish her career, that might be a real, really real possibility. It's not ideal. I would not want to do it, but I might be in that situation. So.
So are we talking about separate, like in the same city, in the same neighborhood? Are we talking about separate in different states, different time zones?
Different time zones, but no, I wouldn't want to be separate in the same city. That seems foolish.
Like, yes. It's too close to be apart kind of situation.
Exactly. Like, why?
Yeah, why? That's stupid.
I mean, if I need my alone time, I just go down the street, go kick it with my homies or something.
Don't you ever want to just come home and not have to deal with shit?
I wouldn't want to come home and not be married, and I'm like, that's like ridiculous, because then it feel like I'm obligated, but I'm not obligated. And, you know, like, I can't do what I want to do because, you know, I don't know. I just think that's bad, me being a single married person. Like,
oh, the temptation.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just, my house is just, it goes down. Like, oh, man, you know, it just, I don't know. I just think that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I have days when I, you know, I get off work and I feel like I just want to come home, turn the Xbox all the way up, throw my shoes wherever they land, and order pizza and sling beer around. You know, just be a general slob sometimes. That's kind of how I feel. And I have other days when I want to come in and don't want to see shit. And because it's two people, there's shit laying there. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it sounds good on paper, but I don't think I can do it long term. I think it sounds a little bit ridiculous long term. I can't see being 30 blocks away from a person that you're supposedly married to. Unless you have separate houses. Like, what if you had kids? You know, you got the nuclear family. She's got her kids, you got your kids, y'all, you know, getting married, but you got separate households you've been running. Does that make it any different or nah? You had to Brady Bunch it up.
Yeah, just put it together.
Yeah, financially, I guess it makes more sense that way.
Because then she's still going to want me to pay bills over there, too. Or contribute.
That's true. That's true. She's going to need you to put something on an electric bill, so you might as well be there in the electric. I hear you. This news here concerns GQ Blue. This is very important to you, sir. There was a pastor killed during a sermon. Now, as you know, if you listen to the other Frocasts that we've had, 88, 89, GQ Blue is becoming a better person. He's way better than us. And he's preaching sermons and leading the people and running for office. And eventually he won't be on the Frocast anymore. So I just got to let him know what's happening. So you might need to get a Bulletproof Brooks Brothers or something.
Blue Osteen, man.
Saying. What was the other one? Kref Young Dollar.
Kref Young Dollar, yeah.
We got to get it together, man. But apparently this brother was in the pulpit doing the sermon on a Friday night. And in the middle of his sermon, brother came in and popped some shots, got killed. The backstory is that allegedly there was a rape story filed by the guy's wife 2 days before. So,
wow.
Here's the real fucked up part. They don't know that there was no evidence of the rape. So number one, they don't know if it was a consensual relationship. Number two, the only evidence they have is just a few text messages back and forth that seem innocent. So he might have got played. What it sounds like is that she had sex with the pastor, got caught by the husband, and then she claimed rape, and the husband did like, you know, a regular husband would do, and went to handle business, and went and killed him. That's fucked up, man.
He couldn't wait until after the offering went or something?
Come on, man. Yeah, you got to be really mad and cold to kill the pastor during the sermon.
Maybe it's because it was on Friday night. He was like, fuck that shit. I had something to do. I mean, you know.
He had something to do. Yeah, kill the pastor, apparently. You can't kill him in the middle of his sermon. Then I guess if you're going to kill him, I guess it's the best time to go, right?
Yeah, he was going out like doing what he loved.
I guess dude was like, I mean, it ain't a Sunday service, so you know what I'm saying?
This is the casual sermon, you know what I mean? This is the 10 to
15. Like they got jeans on it. I can still kill him.
Yeah. That's cold-blooded, man. I wonder how he even did it. Like, was it during communion? Did they take communion during Friday service? Come on, GQ. You don't want to go to church here. You the pastor. Let us know.
I don't know. That's church by church basis. I don't know.
Germ, you know, you pretend to know God.
It's all right. Whatever I did to you, I apologize, man. You've been coming at my throat this whole show, man. You said I don't love my mama. You said you just called me. I pretend to love God. You said I don't love the Lord. I just don't understand, man. What did I do to you, Sarray? What did I do, man?
You did say you wanted to see penises and eyes.
Yeah, I mean, there's about 89 episodes and that. Where you know what I'm saying.
And I'm only on like, I'm not on like 30 episodes. So I'm only, you know, come on, man. Out of 90 Frocasts, I've probably been on maybe 53 of them.
We got to check the tape. I feel like there's a lot more than that.
Nah, man. I missed a lot of them.
We got to check the tape on that. Yeah.
But what was my question? What was the question you asked me? I'm sorry. I got sidetracked.
The situation.
If I was in church and the pastor just got shot?
Yeah.
I'm ducking. I mean, I'm hoping he just, you know, I hope it's not like a, like, I hope I'm never in one of those situations where somebody going on a rampage and I'm around because, especially, I hope my wife and kids not around, because I can save my own ass. Like, I really, like, I would feel bad if I didn't, you know, grab my kids or something, make sure they're safe and go out dying on top of them or something. But I really hope they're not around. And, you know, if we're at church that day, and it'd be really fucked up. It'd be the Sunday I go to church to somebody choose to do some shit like this. I'd be like, God damn it. I ain't not stay my ass at home. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting down, man. I'm getting to like what any nigga would do. You know what I'm getting down.
Hey, he came in like it was a Grand Theft Auto, dog. A shotgun at a .22.
I hope, like I said, if he just got his rage at one person, then we cool. But if he just going around, pow, pow, all shooting all willy-nilly, man, I'm getting out of there as quick as possible, man. I'm out of there, man. I'm out of there. Like, shit. If he ain't guarding the door, I'm running out that motherfucker.
Hey, man, just think about that for a second. We done had kids get shot in church, up in schools. What's safe? Grocery stores? Movie theaters? Ain't nothing safe, man.
Nah.
We gonna have to start running for office with GQ Blue, man. We gotta make a change, dog.
I'm not trying to change, man.
Come on, man. You got it. You got the kids, man. You're a pinnacle in the community, man. You the coach. You know what I'm saying? You serving up the little side gig there, man. You gotta do better, man.
Nah, man, I do all right, man. But
the kids looking up to you.
Man, listen, fuck that, man. That's overrated, man.
Damn. Man, I look up to you, Jern, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Blue, man. But I mean, you older than me. You shouldn't look up to nobody younger than you. I'm just being honest, man. That's a fucked up. Let me give you word to the wise.
How old are you again, Jern? How old are you? 20,
I'm 22, man.
All right, I'm just checking.
Come on, man.
Speaking of age, I want to know, what do y'all think about the story? A 99-year-old lady gets her diploma from high school.
High school?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
She stopped. Check this out. She stopped one credit short because she got sick. She had a swimming accident that forced her to miss several days of school, and then she had to take care of her grandmother, so she just stopped. And she said she wanted to go back next fall, but then she went ahead and met her husband, and then she got married. You know how they do back in the day, you know what I'm saying, 1932. You know, she went back then, and she got married, got hemmed up, and she got hemmed up twice. Got kids, great-grandkids, and the whole nine, but she never got a diploma. So now at 99, and check this out, she got an honorary diploma. So she never went back and got that credit. They just gave her a diploma.
Mm.
Is this a feel-good story? Is this some sizzle?
So wait, so she didn't have to take no classes or nothing? She just got it?
They said, here. They said, you've been such a credit to society. You ran this flower shop. You got two other kids that went to the school. You had two husbands that died of heart attack. You got five grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. You're great to the community. Here. And gave her a diploma.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Cause I'm about to say she probably would have been the most annoying ass classmate ever.
In high school at 99? I think so.
I mean, I couldn't stand old people when I was in college taking classes with you. Don't be the worst. They all got 50 million questions. They came here, so they asked the professor to repeat themselves. They talk about random stories that don't have nothing to do with nothing. Like, yeah, she would have got on my nerves, but she was just a good person in the community. She was that old lady with a piece of candy for everybody. Good for her.
How many? I mean, what do you have to do to get an honorary diploma from high school? What's really cracking? Because I mean, the story is that black folks are dropping out of high school all the time. We're not getting the honorary diplomas. I just want to know what you have to do. You have to get old and not be a threat anymore, and then they decide to hook you up. Or what's the deal? I need to know, GQ. You're about to be in the community. Help me out.
I mean, it sounds like to me she's not 9 years old. She's like, sounds like she knew Jesus. So I don't know.
She was in the church sermon that day and she made it out, so they said, here.
Exactly.
That's cold-blooded, man. That's cold-blooded. We got some questions from the nation. That we got one from last week, one from this week. The question from last week that y'all didn't get to hear on the last episode, 89 of the Frocast, is it a violation of man law for a dude to wear a WNBA jersey? Jerm, this is the question that you gleaned from somewhere. I'd like to know what you think, man. Would you wear like a Shamika Holzclaw jersey or a Cheryl Swoops jersey?
No.
Maya Moore jersey?
Nah. Like I said, I wouldn't even, if my daughter was in the WNBA, I wouldn't wear her jersey, okay? I wouldn't.
Damn, that's cold.
That's cold as hell, Jerm.
I'm just being real. Like, and I hope my daughter will understand. Like, daddy, don't know. What are you doing? Like, because first of all, Like I said last week, the jerseys are not made. They're not designed for men. They're designed for a woman. The jersey's not even cut like a regular jersey is. So, no, you can't. No, a dude cannot walk around in WNBA jerseys. That is a straight violation of man law. And a whistle should be blown, and they should be given a technical foul if you ever see somebody with.
Damn. But then, what if it's a T-shirt? What if it's one of those WNBA T-shirts and just got your daughter's name on the back?
I can deal if it's a T-shirt, as long as it's not a V-neck. I mean, you know, it's got to be a round neck.
Now, I got to immediately go to GQ Blue because V-necks are supposedly in for the fellas on a fashion tip.
I mean, they are. So I don't get the V-neck, Jern.
So GQ, you would wear a V-neck if your daughter was in the WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, Jern. I can't wear women's article clothing, so the jerseys, like you said, they're not necessarily, you know, cut for a dude, but I mean, especially if I got a daughter, like,
Like, come on, man. That's my daughter. That's
my baby. I'm not wearing her jersey. That's like, I'm not. Sorry, it's just.
But you can't wear the shirt though. I mean, what's wrong with the V-neck? I don't get it.
It's just something feminine about V-necks. I'm not a V-neck fan. I'm gonna be real with you. I just don't like V-necks.
So the Nappy Afro store, if we put up a V-neck Nappy Afro shirt, you wouldn't even wear that.
Fuck no. Not even VZ bought me a shirt and sent it to me. I'd be like, man, fuck out of here, man. Not wearing that shit. Sorry.
That's cold-blooded, man. You do have a Nappy Afro shirt, though, right?
I do. I can't find it. I wore that motherfucker the other day, and I can't find it now. That shit.
Man, fucking... I can't find mine either.
I swear, I think the shirts just disintegrate. You wear them one time, they just...
You put them in the wash, and all of a sudden, they just disintegrate.
Yeah, it's gone. Like, oh, B's like, I told y'all not to wash them. It says, do not add water. Like, I mean,
And you cop that shirt. Is it store.nappyafro.com?
Yeah.
Get your shirts, you can get your mugs, you know what I'm saying? Keep the show going. So we can do cool things like this CD giveaway that we're about to give you in a second. The CD? Other question we have.
Yeah, well, CD's all right.
Hold on, man. We got to, you know, the people got to wait for this. They didn't listen, you know, to about 50 minutes of us talking. They got to listen to at least another 10 more.
No, it's all right. You're supposed to CD's nuts, nigga. But never mind, man.
We can't insult the people, man.
I will. Don't worry about it.
Sorry,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
What's up, Detroit? Oh, not Detroit slander again. I thought we was going to have one episode where Detroit made it out. Damn.
Sorry. They can't even make it out of Detroit.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. That's cold blooded, man. Detroit, we love you, man. Nappy Afro loves Detroit, man. For real. The other question that we have is, have you ever let a chick come between you and your boys? Now, Jeremy, you sent this in. Can you be a little bit more specific? Like, any more details than this?
As far as...
Like, is it, like, in one situation, like, long-term? What are we talking about here? Like, going to club or...
What situation? Breaking up? No, you know, just, you know, fronting on your boys for your, you know, like, for instance, me, you know, most times it happens when guys get that first steady piece of pussy. That what really drives the wedge between you and your homeboys. It may just be like, you know, you're like, man, dog, I was tripping for them 4 or 5 months I was with old girl, man. My bad. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas do. I'm pretty sure all of us have done it at least one time in their life.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, you know, because when you get that first steady piece of ass, you're going to front on your boys because you're going to be like, man, I don't want to lose this pussy. Like, you know, because niggas don't understand. When you out there and you ain't got no steady piece and you out there just, you got to take it when you get it and, you know, got to work hard for it. And when you finally lock your piece down that you can call every once in a while and get it. And you do strange shit, and you know, you'll turn your back on some people, you know, and you know, just, you know, it's just how it is. Cause at first it started hanging, you know, you bring the girl around you with the guys, and then, you know, she'll start acting funny, the guys start acting funny, and then you gotta make that decision, like, yo, man, is it gonna be him or her? You know, and then you're like, I'm never gonna pick a girl over no nigga, you know what I'm saying, or vice versa, no guy over no girl, because, you know, she can do something that your friends can't do. Well, it's 2013. Sometimes your friends can do that. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong, but, you know, get what you like. But wow. Still, you know, just being honest here, you know, we have a diverse, you know, we got 10 million listeners, all right. And out of those 10 million, I'm sure 3 to 5% of them are gay. So we got a lot of listeners that's gay, you know what I'm saying? And so we we love them to death. We even have a gay staff member. But I don't want to out nobody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know. Yeah. And GQ Blue, what say you, sir? Wait. Jerm, you got to tell us a story, man. You said that all of us have done it once. We got to hear your story, bro.
Oh, well, you know, lines are tapped right now, but I just, you know, tell a story about one of my friends. You know, so my friend used to mess with this girl. You know, girl, nice body. Real nice body. Superb body.
Be careful.
Yes. So, you know, and just, you know, had my homeboy nose wide open. Homeboy started, you know, he fronted him. He turned his back on the world. I'm talking about, hey, it was just him and her versus the world. Like, he abandoned everybody he knew. Damn. To make sure this one, yeah, man, it was ugly, man. Bad scene, man. But, yeah. But what maybe the question was brought, it was actually supposed to run with the Duchess shit, because it's like Caesar is turning his back on all his friends for her. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't kick Puma out the shop. him old shit, you know, and now the little gay girl, they having problems with her, and it's all about Duchess. And that's where this question stemmed from. Like, he turned his back on all his boys for this one girl that he's not really serious about because, you know, he don't act like he's serious about it anyway. That's just what I see, but that's what that's where it all came from. It stemmed from all that.
Gotcha. I think GQ Blue's lines are tapped too, but have you been in this situation, sir?
I have.
Is that all you can will say.
And I will say, I could have had a homie that got lost out of that because college freshman year, you know, it was pretty cool. But then, you know, that happened, and I had no time. So, you know, usually that freshman year, you know, you meet everybody in your dorm room and stuff like that, and I wasn't on that, so, you know, yeah, missed opportunity to make those lifelong friends.
Yeah, man, I did the same thing. This was my first girlfriend, first piece. You know what I'm saying? One of my boys in high school, he lived right around the corner from her, and they got too chummy too quick for me. And I was like, yo, is you fucking my boy? She's like, nah. And then I asked my boy, is you fucking my girl? Nah. But y'all kicking it way too close. I was like, yo, you just need to stay the fuck away from me. Right. Of course, you tell the woman that. She's like, whatever. So I just quit fucking with him. Of course, I ain't quit fucking with the girl. I just quit fucking with him. And time went on. Years went past. And we just reconnected again. That's actually my homie that we're doing the shirts with now. Get the n2fitness.storyenvy.com. You can get your fitness shirt. But yeah, we reconnected. And I was just like, yo, I apologize. Because I was like, man, that was my dude. And it's not like he gave me any signals that shit was going on. They were just too close for me. And I was like, fuck that. He wanted them suave motherfuckers. The girls was always crazy about my homie. So I was like, well, shit. If she thinks that you cool, y'all probably fucking. So, yeah, I put the girl before the homie. Mm. Luckily, that's my nigga now. I don't know where the girl is. but that's my dude now. So, yeah, I have done that, Jeremy. And I don't plan on doing it no more. Mm-hmm. I do have one homie that I still ain't talked to because he actually fucked my ex-fiance. And had them in my face. They was both in my face, smiling and cheesing like it was all sweet.
Damn.
It was, yeah. I found out after the fact. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, nah. So she came and told me. And I didn't hold it against her because I felt like that's what she was going to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? But him, you supposed to be my dog. You shouldn't be doing that, man. So, yeah, I still ain't fucking with him over that. Just because he ain't said nothing. I just feel like you should have came clean with that shit. So, apparently this shit don't work both ways, man. Sometimes niggas just don't learn. They just keep doing what they do. But it is what it is, man. Let's talk about this CD giveaway. So what we're doing.
Do I win the losers first?
CD giveaway, man. Win the losers last, you.
We do the CD giveaway that people have been listening patiently for. So we have the Foreign Exchange album. Love and Flying Colors. I have.
Who is Foreign Exchange? It's all right. You just can't just throw that out there willy-nilly.
Come on, man. At this point, if they listen to the episode, they know exactly who Foreign Exchange is.
Okay, I got you. Sorry. I'll just be an ass.
Let's be honest here. I have listened to the album. I'm not going to do a full review. I will do a different article. Because if you read other reviews, everybody's giving 4, 4.5, 5 stars. It's a great album. So you got to check it out. But I have a copy. And I went ahead and bought my copy. If you saw the picture that we put on Twitter, you saw the picture. I believe it's up on Instagram, right? It should be up on both. I actually paid for this copy. You get a copy. It's sealed up. You get the stickers. You get the album, the whole nine. And here's what we're doing for you to get this out. First of all, you need to follow Nappy Afro on Twitter. And that's not hard. That's at Nappy Afro. Really easy. That sounds reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that you need to retweet this episode when it comes out. So you can just hit the automatic retweet. You can RT and copy and paste, however you want to do it, quote it. But you need to retweet this and follow Nappy Afro. And the third and most important part is that you need to call and leave us a drop for the Frocast. This is real easy, man. You just call 347-201-2572. And you can just say something like this. This is Saul Wright, at Saul Wright, and I'm listening to the Frocast. It's real simple. So this is, say your Twitter handle, and you tuned into the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
So then I got to follow us, all right?
Hey, nah, man, just Nappy Afro. We're doing this for the team, bro. We're doing this for the team. That. I mean, you got 1,000 followers. I got 4 followers. That's fine. As long as they follow Nappy Afro, that's what we're doing. This is for bigger and better.
I'm going to say you have to follow S. All Right, too, man. I'm going to put S. All Right out there, man. Fuck that, man.
Why you going to make him follow me?
Oh, well, never mind. Just do it. Yeah. Just follow that. Because S. All Right doesn't want to be tied to the ratchetness, man.
Hey, I'm Ricenberg, dog. The lines is tied. Exactly. So, yeah. You got to follow Nappy Afro on Twitter. You have to retweet the Frocast when it comes out. And you have to leave us a drop by calling in 347-201-2572 and say this is, say your Twitter handle, and I'm tuned into the Frocast on nappyafro.com. That's it. Hang up, and then you listen to us next week. Find out if you won. It's that simple. Now, make sure you do this all before next Tuesday, because then we'll record again next Tuesday. I don't want to have you calling in Thursday morning saying why didn't I get picked. Because you waited too late, nigga. That's pretty much how it works. So get this all done before next Tuesday, and you'll be in. I'm going to say it one more time for you, because some people are slow. Some of them are on the staff. Damn. Some of them are on the staff, myself included. Follow Nappy Afro on Twitter. Retweet the Frocast on Thursday morning. Call and leave a drop at 347-201-2572, saying this is with your Twitter handle, and I'm tuned into the Frocast on nappyafro.com. It's that simple. We'll exchange your information through the DM. Get this copy out to you. And you know what? If we're feeling good, we might even send you a Nappy Afro shirt. It's that simple, dog. So shout out to Foreign Exchange for working with us, for getting this done, man. I appreciate the copy that I got. This copy is going out to the fans for messing with us on NappyAfro.com. And this is what we do on the Frocast. Every once in a while, we kick back. This is why we need you to buy shirts. We need you to click on them links. We need you to tell a friend, retweet the episodes, all that good stuff, man. We can make stuff happen. So we're about to close out this episode 90 of the Frocast. We got to get our winners and losers in. I want to start with GQ Blue because you were chomping at the bit. I got to know who are your winners and losers for this week, sir.
So my winner, I got two winners, and one of them is actually one of my winners is actually my loser for the week too. But my first winner is Leah Goldberg. Leah Goldberg had her bar mitzvah. Anybody doesn't know, that's a Jewish tradition when a young girl becomes a woman. This Saturday, and I worked her bar mitzvah and got $100. So shout out to her.
That sounds like you were stripping. Did you strip at the bar mitzvahs?
No.
Okay. I thought a bar mitzvah was for a guy, but never mind.
It's a bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah for girls.
Oh, see, thank you. See, cleaned it up for me. I'm about to say, I got you.
So, nah, man, they went all out, man. They got hooked up. Q hooked me up with her homegirl who runs a production party company. So we helped them do their party, and they had like a carnival theme. So I made $100 this weekend, and I talked to Leah. She told me she's a huge fan of the Frocast. She's one of the 10 million listeners. So I told her she'd be famous, you know. So, you know, shout out to Leah Goldberg.
Like that?
I did not get a Twitter handle.
Damn.
Did not get a Twitter handle.
How much money did Q make off you working? Because she hooked you up. You made 100. I mean, Q probably made about 3.
Sounded like Q was the pimp.
Exactly.
Anywho, my winner this week is Rockstar Games, because Grand Theft Auto made $1 billion in 3 damn days.
That's ridiculous.
You're in the wrong. And also my loser, because that goddamn game is 8 gigabytes.
There's
no reason why it needs to be 8 damn gigabytes.
So it's 8 even if you install it, or if you're just saving the game, it's 8.
You can't even play it.
You need 8 gigabytes of space on your hard drive
just to play it.
Yes. Just to play it. It won't come on. I bought the game Thursday. I don't get to play it Friday. Didn't get to play it Friday. Didn't get to play it Saturday. Sunday, I finally get to play that bitch. I unopen it, put it in the console, tell me I can't play it. Had to run to Walmart. And thank goodness the nerd was there instead of the regular person, because he told me I was about to buy the 8 gig. And he's like, you know, it ain't going to work because, you know, it's already pre-formatted, only like 6.8. I was like, Jesus Christ. So I bought the 16 gigabyte jump drive, flash drive, or whatever. So
how much was the 16 gig?
Wasn't that bad. 16 gig was only like $17. But the fact that I had to pay $17 to play this goddamn game on top of the 62 I already spent, and it's a recession, and I'm about to lose my damn job. Rockstar.
Damn, why you about to lose the job, bro?
Man, I'm government. This government stuff shut down. I'm out of a job.
Ah, man, you be back in a week, man.
It's a day off, man. You got, man, listen, man. Yeah, exactly, man. Come on. That, like, you,
I thought you, you know, I thought you got caught stealing boxes or some shit.
I ain't lying. You know, I thought you was watching X videos at work or something. Like, I'm just like,
man. Somebody stole your stapler or something. Nah, you straight. You'll be back next week. Jerm, what's your winners and losers for this week, bro?
Man, my winner this week is Be Easy. He went and got his Xbox modded, and according to him, he said he, it looked like, he said the dude that modded his Xbox looked like Curtis Snow. And he said he went to a house and wasn't nobody in the house but a dude, his chick. And Beezy thought he was in the wrong spot. He thought he was about to get robbed. But the dude actually modded his Xbox and gave him Grand Theft Auto for $25.
Damn, I need to mail him my Xbox.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm thinking about getting mine modded, man, and just say, fuck the world, man. You know, who wants to play online anyway? Who cares? You know, I'd rather have...
Wait, get it what?
Modded.
What's that?
So you can play, like, download it. You can download your own games and play them.
Oh, okay.
You don't need this no more. So you can rent a game, install it on your drive, and then return the game, and you have the game. It's yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who's your loser, sir?
My loser is the guy that punched the store clerk over 41 cent. I mean, please, you know.
Tell him the story, bro. Tell him the story.
It was out in California. The guy went to the store to buy a blunt, a one Swisher Sweet, and the girl told him it was $1.41, which is a little high if you ask me. She might deserve to get punched because you can get two blunts for 99 cents. Yeah, you can get two blunts for 99 cents, but one blunt at this store is $1.41. And so he gave her a dollar, and she was like, well, you need 41 more cents. He's like, I ain't giving you shit. And she said, well, you got to leave the store then. And he just reared back and punched her. Bow! And he walked out of the store like nothing happened. And the funny thing was, there were other people in line, three men to be exact, and none of them did anything. The dude that was behind the guy that punched the girl, he just set his water down on the table like, oh, well, I'm next. And like, you just seen the clerk just punch his face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah.
So he's my loser this week, man, because, you know, it's only 41 cent, and you were wrong for trying to buy a blunt at the, you can't buy blunts at non-store. You know, like, one, you run the risk of them being stale, and then they're going to be high. Like, if I go to the hood store, you might get three blunts for a dollar. But you out in the, if I'm on the other side in the suburbs trying to buy a blunt, it's going to be like 129. Then I got to worry about them being stale because nobody smokes on that side. Well, they do, but, you know, anyway, so there's my loser for the week.
Shit, it sound like all of them are losers. All the dudes that let this shit go down are losers. And then did he come back in the store?
No, I don't think so. I think he just left.
It looked like it was he came back in, and the dude that was behind him in line tried to tell him to stay away.
Yeah, but so sorry, let me ask you a question. I mean, I know you in the gym, and you be hitting the iron and all that, and, you know, so you in line, and you see the guy in front of you just sock the, what you gonna do, man? You gonna be like, hey, man, come on, man, come on, man.
Yeah, you at least gotta step in between, make sure this nigga don't do nothing else or something.
Then what if he hit you?
Then we fighting.
But see, that wasn't your fight in the first place.
You can't be hitting women. If it's two grown-ass niggas fighting, hey, y'all do what you do, but you can't be hitting women, dog.
It's all right, does love the ladies.
Yeah. I can't let that go down. What if that was Queen Jern behind the register, and I was behind that nigga in line, and he stole on Queen Jern, and I told you, hey, it wasn't my fight. Now we got a fight, right?
But I would be like, you know my wife though, Sarah, right? That was been the difference. I'd be like, come on, Sarah, you knew that was my wife. Why ain't you help her? Now, if that was just a random, you ain't know me or you ain't know that was her, and you know, like, I mean, how far do you go in helping somebody?
Hey, it's a woman. You gotta get it.
But something, listen, man, it's 2013, man. Women are independent, and you know.
Yeah, she independently got punched in the face.
Exactly. She, I mean, you know.
Nah, man, you gotta get him the fuck up out of there, dog.
I mean, I'll probably jump in between them, but I'm not going to sit there like other guys are, hey, man, them guys didn't do nothing. They should have did. No. I'm not putting my hands on him because he don't give a fuck about hitting a woman. He ain't give a fuck about stalking me neither.
That's not necessarily true. A lot of dudes that hit women are just pussy.
Niggas that hit women in broad daylight are not pussy. Niggas that hit women in the comfort of their home, in a room, yeah. But I'm a nigga that is a punchy girl in front of people, he ain't no pussy.
He
obviously don't give a fuck.
Them three niggas. It's three of us too. It's three dudes in line. Y'all should have got him the fuck up out of there.
Hey, man.
He got to go, dog. If he had a weapon, he would have pulled that shit out. He got to get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
So fuck that shit. So all them niggas, my losers. Along with them losers, my St. Louis Rams are losers, dog. Man, we got our ass dog whooped, dog. Two games in a row. It's the worst football I've seen. We had 18 rushing yards against the fucking Falcons. Dallas Cowboys whooped our ass. It was like 21-3 at the first end of the first half. It ended up being like 34-11. Like, this shit was horrible, dog. So the Rams, y'all fucking losers right now. And I mean that shit. My winners, it's got to be Peyton Manning, dog. Right now, this dude is playing lights out football. He's controlling both sides. I've never seen a dude motivate both sides of the ball like that. The defense is amped up. The offense is amped up. The other team's defense is retarded. Yo, Peyton, you the winner, dog. Straight up, you the winner this week. And the government is a loser. Because you motherfuckers are the most do-nothing Congress. I hate all y'all bastards. Everybody. If y'all vote for these same people again, y'all losers. That's how we gonna do this shit. So if these same people in office again next time, y'all losers too. Because fuck that shit. I'm going to Canada. Nappy Airport will be broadcast from Canada in 2014. Because I'm over this shit. It's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. Give you a shout out to GQ Blue.
Shout out to Q.
Hey, Q.
Shout out to one of my mentees, Osai Graham, doing big things. My man is going over to Spain for the next semester before he graduates. I'm proud of that brother. He'll be doing a semester overseas, in a law program. I'm proud of that cat. I mean, he's a bright-eyed freshman, and to see him be where he's at now, props to him. What's that?
He made it through the money hazing.
Exactly. Shout out to Q's little brother. Keep your head up, bro. It's better on the other side. I'm telling you. See you in about a month. That's about it. Shout out to everybody, Nappy Afro. Shout out to BZ. It's all right, King Jerm, the homies, Dub. Everybody's down with Nappy Afro. I'm done.
King Jerm, give you shout outs, bro.
Shout out to Queen Jerm. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to the Nappy Afro fam. Shout out to the Tom Brown Packers, man. We got a game tomorrow. Had a horrible fucking practice tonight, so hopefully that means we have a good game. But I know it means we're gonna have a bad game. We're gonna fucking lose tomorrow. So I'm just trying to, you know, cause they pissed me off so bad. So shout out to the fellas. Hopefully they'll bring it tomorrow, cause I don't want to be 0-3, fellas. I really don't, man. But it is what it is.
Can you explain? Oh. Go ahead.
Not going to Jeremiah me. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns. Y'all had the longest win streak in 30 years. God damn it. Y'all won two in a row. I heard somebody compare with Brady Hoyer to Tom Brady. Whatever that dude's name.
Calm down.
I'm not saying it, but the fact that somebody, like, I mean, hey, shout out to the Browns, man.
Gotta calm down, man. We making these comparisons too quick. They already talk about the Broncos going undefeated. This nigga's being compared to Tom Brady. Let's just slow down a little bit.
Niggas comparing Breaking Bad to I Love Lucy saying it's the greatest show. Like, come on, man.
Like, just slow down a little bit, man. Let something live for a second. Damn. All
right, man.
Shit.
Next thing you know. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got one more added loser. My loser for this week, Miss T. Lee.
Oh, damn. That was homie.
You know why you my loser this week, Miss T. Lee? Because you don't think Bad Dance is a great song.
Nah, hold on. She's a winner for that shit.
No.
Bad Dance is not a great song, sir.
Okay. We would disagree on that.
Hey, when you leave your drop, leave that comment too. If you think Bad Dance was a great song or not. You know what I'm saying? Because Jerm is high. Like, understand what he's saying, great. That's one of Prince's best songs, is what Jerm
Goat songs. Yes. Hey, listen. Right Under a Door. But right above Diamond and Pearls. This, so it was like number two.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
And he's serious with this shit.
Bat Dance.
I could name 20 Prince songs that I wouldn't name Bat Dance.
And I bet you 19 of them, if they're not named Adore, are garbage. But we're not going to go there. This is not a Prince show. Prince, you know.
Prince show is 91. Episode 91 is the Prince show. Call in, everybody. With your favorite Prince song. Gonna be a live debate between me and King Jerm about why Prince.
I won't be here. I won't be here for 91. If we talk about Prince, I won't be here.
We'll talk about Michael Jackson and then we'll turn to talk about Prince.
I mean, it's something else, but listen, man. Prince, you will not listen, man. It's dude, I'm not, yeah, exactly. He is something else. So, Prince, if you're listening, call in. Defend yourself, Prince. Defend yourself. You know, I know you can play.
That's gonna be the debate.
You can play 35 instruments.
91 is going to be King Jern versus Prince.
The debate show. Yeah, we 91 could be a debate show. We could debate things. You bring valid arguments. I shoot them down like I always do, winning debates. And, I mean, considering I've won every debate I've been in, Kevin Durant versus Greg Oden, I won that one. Diamond versus Prince, I won that one. Keish Cole versus Ciara, I won that one. I'm undefeated with debates. Old school versus new school dance, it's all right. I beat him. I mean, I beat him off. So, you know, it is what it is.
Can you explain to the people that, you know, the people that actually rock with the Frocast and listen to a couple of these episodes, how you went from the Eagles to the Tom Brown Packers again?
Oh, yeah. See, my first year we had the Packers colors the first year. And then we switched up because we thought we was going to, you know, because we were the Panthers first off. We were the Jeez. Panthers. Yes. But then our jerseys were yellow and green. So I said, why are we not the Packers? So we became the Packers. But then they sent us our jerseys and it was metallic gold and green. So I was like, dang. So we were the Packers with metallic and gold jerseys. So this year we was like, well, we're just going to be the Eagles since we, you know, we can't be the Packers. And then when they sent us our jerseys, they were the Packer colors again. So that's why we're the Packers.
Confused ass team. That's why y'all 0-3. Y'all don't know who you are.
0-2, dog. Don't speak 0-3 into our existence. Yes, Queen Germ. Can I help you? Speak up. Tell hello to the nation. Say hello.
Hi.
Okay. How you doing?
You sound like she gave him the look when she said it, too.
Uh-huh.
So, we're about to wrap it up, man. Shout out to everybody who messed with NappyAfro.com, the entire staff. Be Easy for keeping the show going. King Jern for having my back on the internet. GQ Blue for being the little brother. Dub for stirring up shit, because that's what Dub does. That's the homie. H2O, shout out to the people, man. Send us an email. Let us know what's going on. PTZ, you out there in Colorado, man. Send up a smoke signal, bro. We only see you every once in a while. Let us know that you out there with the smoking and the movie theaters. Just
Cornell the Great with the greatest line ever. Shout out to Cornell.
Quote the line, sir, because I don't know that people understand how Cornell gets down, dog.
No, I was at work. I literally spit my coffee up when I read that line. I almost fucked up my work computer. That line was so funny.
Make sure y'all check out our Drake Second Opinion if you want to know what we're talking about. This is NappyAfro.com. This has been episode 90. We will holler at y'all on episode 91, and we will announce the winner of the Foreign Exchange CD. You've just been rambled by the crew, man. We have no Fro Horseman this week, so this is what you got, and we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Hey, Blue, correct me for how do you say Kentucky?
Kentucky?
Oh, you don't say Kentucky?
No.
Okay. And I just heard a lot of people say Kentucky. And I was just like, I wonder, was that something the natives say? That's why I asked the native, you know, the transplant, the Kentucky transplant, Blue. You know, because you're from Akron, you know, home of LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So,
just want you to know. Greatest player of all time.
Greatest. Did the person that say Kentucky have all their teeth?
I mean, nah. Yeah, he got all his teeth. He's a PhD.
That sounds like some Pusey Ridge type shit over there.
Yeah, he's like Kentucky. He's an old white man. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He probably missed them dentures you saw, dog. He misses some teeth.
That's Appalachians right there.
Okay.
That's I thought you were going to ask him how to say Louisville.
He probably, no. I mean, it's like five ways it's acceptable to say it. As long as Louisville is, no, you can't say Louisville, can you? No, you can say Louisville. You can't say Louisville. That's what you can't say.
There used to be a shirt that had like five different ways.
Yeah, it said Louisville.
Louisville. I mean, but it's funny because I always find it funny when people who come here can't say it. Like, nobody, like, people have a real hard time saying Louisville. Yeah. Like, that shit tripped me out, but.
The Louisville, that makes me laugh. Louisville. It's not Louisville. Like, no.
Yeah, people just can't say shit. Missouri is Missouri.
I've heard that before.
No, don't say
Missouri.
People put R's in Chicago.
What?
I've heard Chicago.
Yeah, you need to slap the shit out of them. They probably say water, too.
Ain't that what it is? It is water, isn't it?
No, it's not no damn water. Where's the R?
Oh, damn. Water. Shit. Like, I mean, that's what I'm like, hold on. Water. Yeah, if you think about it, like, oh, it ain't no damn R. Now I got water. Give me some water. That sounds weird. Water. Can we have some water?
That's like putting the R in library, because I used to say library all the time.
I still say library, like as a fruit, library. Give me a library.
The library.
I mean, but I say library, and I say, hey, daggum, damn water. God damn, sorry, right now you got damn, man, so give me a cup of water. Yeah, dang, some water.
fucking shame, man. We ain't shit. We ain't gonna make it. This is why we'll never make it.
Hey, man, I've been saying water Rome my whole water. I've been saying water.
This nigga's having a tragedy right now. He's like, wait, man.
You done unplugged from the Matrix, all right?
He like, shit, give me some liquid. Yeah, I need something to drink. Give me some purple stuff.
Some water.
Jeremy will start seeing agents everywhere now.
Damn.
Shit.
Water. I mean, this just fucked me up, man. Rollin' the water, man. Get out the water, man. Jump, turn on the water.
Please tell me that the call is still recording. Please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This nigga is really dealt with the water, yo.
Yeah, man. Look, man. Water.
Water. Dirt for you, man. Just go ahead and keep saying water, though.
I mean, I gotta say water, man, because that's what it is, man.
Like, I mean, let's analyze Jern right now. We got NASCAR, we got Paula Deen, we got Riley Cooper,
and Jesse Helms.
Jesse Helms, and we got water.
Water rhymes with order. Yeah, like order and water. Yeah. I mean,
wow. So you gonna, you know what? That's it. Okay,
good. Yeah, man.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, fellas, man. Have a good one, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man. Tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.